Hello, how are you? Thank you for listening to my story. Hope it's not a burden for you to listen this 8 minutes recording. I am speaking in my third language now. Hope you will understand my unintentional accent and mistakes. I seldom feel comfortable or safe to talk about my story in any language. It already took me a few days of writing, deleting, rewriting, deleting again, and rewriting again for this text. Identity and social movements in Hong Kong have been talked about so many times. I felt afraid of repeating the same story. Although stories actually have been repeated not only in Hong Kong. While my only intention to continue finishing this text is to have you listen and reflect, which may help me approach certain common feelings or ideas. I hope I can find my own voice, but also can be many voices that connect with each other. All struggles are connected. I hope our voices and actions will be connected too. Maybe we will meet on the street or in daily life, that one day we can end all kinds of violence and oppressive systems together, somehow in different ways. Ways that we all feel comfortable with. Social movements are not just on the streets, in front of the police, government, or any kind of systems. Social movement is also within us. Within all of our relationships with each other, with the nature, with all different species. Thinking with this perspective, the 2019 anti-extradition law movement is not just one movement. It connects with all social movements before and after. You may find these four things titled Documents of a Movement, Hong Kong, in this exhibition. By reprinting them and reading them again, I found my forgotten memories 4 years ago. Also, I found myself always asking a similar question: where could we see each other? A kind of seeing that can bring mutual understanding, mutual aid, community, care, love, and possibilities of change. I grew up in China, or Dailu, mainland China, often called in Hong Kong. I was educated to be patriotic and believing in the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, for over 20 years. All my family members are CCP members, except me. One day, I finally got to know about the June 4th Tiananmen Square massacre and found myself living in lies for over 20 years. Hong Kong was the rebirth place for me when I met people on the street during the Umbrella Movement in 2014 and then the anti-extradition law movement in 2019. 28 September 2014, a few hours before the first tear gas in the Umbrella Movement in Hong Kong, on the street, a Hong Kong activist asked me, "As a mainlander, what's your position in this movement?" This might be the beginning of my ongoing identity doubts and questions. I became a Dailoyang, mainlander in Hong Kong social movements. Mainlander have been often blamed or cursed as part of the enemies of Hong Kong people. Another protest night after 31st August 2019, I was standing together with many activists outside of a police station in Kowloon. When riot police were chasing protesters, a friend next to me was yelling to the police, "Go back to the mainland." I was shocked and asked why she believed those police are from mainland China. But I only got an answer very angry answer, "I'm not talking about you." On the other hand, when I tried to talk about the Hong Kong movement with my family, they got super angry and stopped me by saying, "You must have been brainwashed by those bad Hong Kong people." My father threatened me that if I dared to join any dangerous political actions in Hong Kong, he won't be my family anymore. I tried my best to understand that rage and hate, while I felt pity and disappointment about how easy people can be divided and distrust each other. Behind their rage, a common feeling between them might be fearless, fear of losing freedom or losing a stable life. I hope that one day we can transform our fear into collaboration and mutual support. Today, I finally received a reply letter from a friend in prison. She was arrested in 2019 and then was sentenced for rioting in 2022. Reading her letters always made me cry, but at the same time, I'm encouraged and supported by her strength and care. She shares different languages that she has been learning in prison, spreads information for people who need materials or support, and at the end, some health tips she read from the newspaper. She wrote that they were greeting each other in prison, "Zhou ya feng hao," speedy graduation. In recent years, I have been asked many times if I will move away from Hong Kong. I haven't seen living as my option. I think I still have a lot to learn in Hong Kong. Some people said that choosing to stay is very brave. Well, for me, I'm more worried of uprooting from the soil that I'm familiar with. 9 years ago, I would cry for being lost in the gap between China and Hong Kong. 4 years ago, I found myself actually learning more than I thought in an in-between position. In recent years, I won't see my identity as where I came from, but as how I would like to continue to live, to stand with the oppressed, to support the invisible, and to learn from nature and the land. See you somewhere. X.